Let's talk about Don Brash first, who has spent the day defending his stance on cannabis. He announced his personal support for decriminalising marijuana in a speech yesterday. And he says the ACT party board will decide its law and order policy in the next few weeks. Marijuana may well become a conscience issue for the ACT party. I don't think for John Banks, however. So, Jane Clifton, what do you think? Is this just fishing round to attract a 5% constituency with whatever will work, or do you see it differently?
Yeah, well, I don't doubt. I mean, there are very good arguments for doing it, and we all know that the police are pretty operationally ambivalent about having to police it at a minor level. But you know, I mean, it's just so hilarious, the ACT essentially going for the stoner vote, because I know while it is a libertarian party, and you know, you should be able to do, in its ethos, you should be able to do to yourself whatever you like, so long as you're not hurting anybody else or placing a burden on the taxpayer. What marijuana does to you is exactly the opposite to its main ethos, which is having a more thrusting, productive, busy, ambitious kind of economy. So it's very strange symbolism. And of course, you know, falls at the first hurdle, which is the ACT caucus, not that they have one really technically anymore, because, talk about Captain Cook's axe, the whole caucus is kind of quit or about to retire. But the only other, you know, fairly likely ACT MP or moderately likely ACT MP, John Banks, has said no.
Yeah. It's also, it's an uneasy bedfellow, this policy plank, in tandem with a new stern
law and order.
Yeah, you're entitled to home defence, you know, with the golf club or the baseball bat. They don't sit easily side by side, do they?
Well, no. I mean, it doesn't sit easily anywhere. I think it almost sounds desperate. And I suspect too, I mean, there are so many socially conservative people as well as libertarians who vote for ACT that I suspect they could lose as many votes as they gain, and we're really talking about a very small, you know, gene pool anyway here of potential, you know, of people who would vote or not vote on that one single issue.
I suppose so. Although, I mean, it's claimed, I think he claimed it, that the law's flouted by 400,000 people a year. So I suppose using that bald figure, you would assume a larger constituency, but you don't think they're going to vote because of that.
I don't think it's a great motivating issue of our time, in fact, by definition. You know.
It's a demotivating issue of our time.
But he is right. I mean, I think it's incredibly, I mean, I think we all know someone who knows someone who could get some for us if we wanted it. It's just, it is, no pun intended, but it has become rather normalised in our society. But that doesn't mean, you know, that now is a great time to send a signal, particularly to young people. That whole brain development issue is the thing that worries me about it, I guess.
One thing I wanted to jump in and say, just until the issue of alcohol abuse and the damage that does in society and to different people is sorted out and discussed, and I don't think we should even be talking about this. So I was really amazed to hear Don Brash talking about it, particularly when he's reiterated it's a personal position only, it's not reflective of ACT policy. You had John Banks, Mr. Boscawen, come out this morning. Banks was pretty adamant in his lack of support for it. Mm. Boscawen, not quite so, and he had some of the questions this morning that were put to him. But it's obvious that this is not a big part of ACT's policy, in fact, not part of their policy at all. And so I'm really confused that he's talking about this around ACT policy, and I wonder, quite cynically, whether it is just purely and merely to get the coverage.
To get the headlines.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And get us talking about him and, I don't know, other issues. I don't understand. When I first heard that he might be going after the stoner vote, I thought this had something to do with a harsh new position on lawbreakers, actually, as in throwing them. I don't know. It was the only thing I could think of.
You've probably put your finger on the strongest argument, as represented to us usually when we talk about cannabis legalisation, in favour of it, is that you've legalised alcohol, a drug that cuts, you know, such a ruinous swathe through society and costs us, you know, several billion dollars in harm, allegedly. So to be consistent, you have to ban booze if you're going to ban DAC. Is that what you mean?
Banning it. No, I think one of the issues with this, and they've been talking about it a long time in select committees and looking at changing the law as well, but this lost leaders issue and just other support organisations around alcoholism and problems that alcohol causes, I just don't think there seems to be the dedication to sorting the issue out. And to me, this is just an absolute red herring until we sort that out. Mm. And what happens when they ban smoking altogether, which, what is it, 2025 they're talking about at the moment? Will that include this as well?
All forms of, I imagine. Thank you. All right, so that's Don Brash.